So I wanted to use this quote from the Culturally Responsive Teaching Matters PDF because I thought that it was interesting to talk about behavior in the sense of cultural responsive teaching. You know, I did a class on lifespan development, and it was really interesting to see the changes that a child goes through emotionally as they develop, and that, you know, the ability of a small child to regulate those kind of impulsive behaviors or to throw those tantrums because they can't regulate their emotion, and the difference between maybe someone who's in high school who is able to regulate anger and frustration or even, you know, sadness. And so it's interesting to see because different cultures have different responses to culture or to behavioral and emotional stimulus. You know, some cultures are much more closed off. They don't want to speak very loud. They don't want to come off as overly emotional, as in maybe there are some cultures that are okay with putting themselves out there. And, you know, using mental models to help students manage their emotions was an interesting concept to me. Because I think that that kind of ties into the reflection that we talked about in chapter 4, is a student being able to step back from themselves, step back from the lesson, and try and really figure out where this behavior is coming from. Is the frustration really in the text? Is the frustration something from home? Is the frustration, you know, something else other than that? It's about students being able to manage their emotions. So I liked the idea of a mental model to use when writing, especially when you have those emotions. I think that reflection, if a student is coming into class a little bit hot, a little bit on edge, maybe that's a great time to assist them in scaffolding that behavior and in curbing that impulsive behavior through writing. Write about what they're having an issue with. Maybe draw a picture. Maybe record a podcast that's just for them, a moment of self-reflection on one of the mediums we've used where they can hear themselves speak, hear what they sound like, and use that information to unpack their behavior.